Oh, gosh, when will this agony's gonna end? We've been sitting like this for like almost the whole day. And what about those two telling us they were gonna go buy us some snack at the convenience store down the street at the corner above your apartment? They supposed to be back for like an hour ago. Those ideas are so unreliable. How this friggin' school project is supposed to be done when we have such slackers in our team. And I can't stay here up late tonight. Well, Hostov, I gotta have something else to do other than this, aren't I? In case if you didn't realize, we do have a life outside the educational system. Hey, I'm serious though. I can't stay up late here tonight. I just really want this to be over with. No, I really can't tonight. I'm sorry. I know you guys are planning on the sleepover and doing all the cool, fun stuff after all the works are done, but... Well, I'd really love to, but... Guess it has to be the next time. Sure. Oh. It started to rain outside. Gosh, I didn't bring the umbrella with me. Oh, please. Stop convincing me to stay. I can't grab the Uber. Don't worry. Hey, anyway. Those two idiots didn't brought any umbrella with them, are they? Alright. Guess I gotta call their ass back here before they're gonna make another excuse not to come back till the rain stops. Just a moment. Oh, shit, it's 11:50 already? Fuck. I gotta go. I really, really gotta go. Oh, fuck. No, I can't really. I really need to just get out of... This is urgent. I'll be back tomorrow for our project. Anytime you want, just send the message, okay? Oh, it's fine. You don't have to walk me outside or wait till the Uber arrived with me out there. It's raining. No, I'm fine. I'm fine on my own, really. Just stay right here. Oh, what now? Oh, yeah. Fuck. I can't use the elevator without your keycard. Shit. Alright, you can escort me outside the building, but after that, please get back to your room immediately, okay? I really, really don't want you to get wet and caught a cold later. Alright, come quick. Hey, what are you doing? No, it's fine. You don't have to go see for an umbrella for me. I have no time left for such things. Come on. Why is your apartment's elevator so freaking slow? Sorry. I know I'm being fussy right now. When you're in such a hurry, everything seems to be so slow. But time. Oh, finally. Now what? Come on, come on, come on. Seriously, the powers are just gonna went out right about now? Come on. Oh shit, no signal. What about yours? Ah, same. Fuck. Oh, shit. Seriously, I really don't want to stuck in here. Sorry. I didn't mean that I have a problem staying around someone like you. But in this situation, I just really am not supposed to stay close to anyone at all. Especially you. No, nothing. I didn't say anything. Oh, shit, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Oh, is it that obvious that I'm panicking? Sorry, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. No, I'm okay. I am not neither both claustrophobic or nyctophobic. Thank you. Shit, I am so screwed. No. I'd rather not talk about why I'm in such a hurry tonight. It's none of your concern, isn't it, cutie? Alright, fine. Well, yeah, it was really urgent. Not sure if I could really tell you all about it, because the chance for you to not freak out seems slim, but guess now I have no choice, because letting you know on your own, which will up in a few minutes, could probably scare you away more than the fact that you already acknowledged a little glimpse of these information. Alright, is it gonna freak you out if I tell you that I sometimes appear in people's dream? Well, actually, it's the reality, but they like to think that it's a dream. I don't know why. Oh, you don't think it's weird? I sometimes also appear in your dream? It's flattering to hear, but I just don't think so. I'm so sorry I have to break it out to you, but that is not the way my statement is implied. Okay, well, I also live by feasting upon human synergy, taken through, intimacy, and, well, this is awkward. Well, I also gain power from, like, engaging in the sexual activity with them, and I would turn into that unworldly creature once a month. Well, if you are currently thinking to yourself because you're too timid to ask, that it sounds a bit like a succubus. Well, yes, it is. Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. You don't have to believe me. Let's hope that there will be someone breaking here for us, or the electricity will come back in time before I get really hungry, so that you could run away while you can. Yeah, I really don't want that to happen. Must be awkward. We're friends for so long, and a friendship would get weird after one stupid school project and a very heavy thunderstorm. That's all it's gonna take, huh? What do you mean it's nice to get a state like this and talk with me? Do you know what situation are you in right now? Fine, you're right. There's nothing we can do now, and I should stop panicking. Promise me one thing, will ya? Alright, if anything weird happened between us tonight, can you please understand that I tried my best to resist? And I really want us to still be friends, and never tell anything to anybody, okay? Alright, thank you. Anyway, why are you so calm? Well, I mean, after all the things I told you, whether you're gonna believe it or not, am I the only one who's afraid of what's gonna happen? Well, I wouldn't be so scared if I happened to stuck in here with someone else. It'll be a lot easier to maintain my impulse control to turn myself into a succubus and drain their energy out. Oh, shit. I already said that. Yikes. I didn't mean it that way, though. It's just that you're my friends. A really good one. And I just don't want one unintentionally incident make it awkward between us. What do you mean? Don't I think it's weird to keep lying to each other after all these things? What are you saying? Alright, fine. Fine, fine. Alright. There's strange sentiment radiating in a very strong, irresistible current that keep magnetizing us to each other. I like you. I like you a lot. That's why I'm so afraid if I slipped only once, it will ruin our whole entire relationship. And I really don't want to have to see you witnessing me turn into something that could possibly drain your soul the same way I did to other people I don't really have feelings with. But in a cruel twist of fate, I get stuck in this situation with you, whom I happen to like very much in a very bad day of mine. Alright, thank you for saying that. I appreciate you being kind and understanding about everything. Even though it's kind of also frustrating me sometimes. Most of the time, actually. Hmm? Oh, you caught me off guard with that. Did you just said that you like me too? Oh, I think my heart just stopped. Are you for real? Oh. Alright. If we happen to survive this unawkwardly, is that a word? Well, you like to go on a date with me? Okay, he would go on a date with me anyway if it's, well, if there's anything awkward happened. Am I supposed to feel relieved by that affirmation? Let me process through it. Anyway, thank you though for everything. Oh, shit is happening. My body is transfiguring. Yes, it's true, you idiot. You better not come near me. All right. Guess this is what you have to spend the rest of the time stuck in here with. Hey, what is that calm and dispassionate demeanor? It's either that you're totally frigid or that your fright just sent your soul to another world already. Oh, alright. Thank you for complimenting my horns and wings. I love the way you always find a way to validate me. It's also kinda annoying. Oh, no, no. Don't touch that or anything in me. It's just gonna draw me into you, and I don't want anything weird happen here in a situation like this. Guess we should probably stay at a different diagonally corner. Go on. Go. What would happen if I didn't get a feast on someone's energy tonight? Nothing, but guess I have to stay not so very energetic for a month. And by not energetic, I mean very fatigued. Almost like dying. So I'll be super wary and moody for a while. Don't talk to me for a month after this, because I could be really mean, alright? Oh, why are you moving closer? Stay back. Hey, seriously, I'm not at a point where I can control my impulsiveness really well here. Hello. Hey. Do you know what are you doing to yourself? Why are we hugging now? Well, yeah. Technically, I can also absorb the energy from physical touching. But I'll drain your energy too. Even though humans can regain their strength back as the time goes by. But I don't know if I can control myself not to do another thing else. We get touching like this, so please move. Alright, I appreciate the fact that you don't want me to lose my energy, but I left you a few seconds to rethink about it. After that, even though how much you want to escape, I'll use my gorilla grip strength to hold you tight. You won't be able to move. And I can't assure you with, well, if it will lead to other thing that we, you know, we'll probably regret after. Are you sure? Seriously? Alright. Fuck. I already warned you. You're so warm, oh my gosh. Shh. Stop talking. Your voice kind of gives me tingles while I rest my head on your chest. Anyway, I know it's weird bringing this up now, but to be honest, I feel like I can speak on behalf of at least some of the people who have never really properly hugged someone before. Now I kind of get it. It feels safe. I I know those are little things. But they make all the difference. You made me feel at home. Hey, is everything alright? No, it's just... I can suddenly feel your heart beating. A mile a minute. You're not having a panic attack, are you? Hey, why are you looking at me like that? Don't make me guess. I wouldn't want to assume anything. Oh, alright. Is this supposed to be the scene we kiss or what? Because I already warned. Alright, so we're gonna make it this way, huh? Come here, you. Fuck, I don't care anymore. Come here. Do you see where I'm going with this? Judging by that bulge pressing against me, I think you do. Damn, it's so frustrating you never reject anything. Even though this is gonna drain your soul a lot, huh? Alright. I'll get some from you, but I'll try the softest way to spare you some energy, okay? Okay. Just gonna have a taste of you. I'll make it quick. Damn, I thought I was good at this. Why is this so awkward doing this with you? Don't look at me, okay? I'm embarrassed. Oh, why is this twitching so much? Are you okay? Really? Let me know if it's not okay. Alright. Anything? Yes, you can touch my breast while I'm doing that. It's okay. Here. Tell me when you're about to climax, okay? In my mouth? All right, I'm fine with that, as you wish. It's okay. A little bit of a mess. I can take care of it. Oh, damn, it's a lot. Good source of energy, huh? No, I'm not gonna waste even one drop. Where are you? Are you feeling okay? All right. Oh, is that my phone? Oh, the signals are back. Now I can reach for help. Wait. What are you doing? Why taking my phone? Oh, all right. So you want to stay in Afterglow for a while? Okay, we'll do that later then. Just keep holding me close. Nothing. Just thinking about all the things that happened. Maybe it just meant to be. I've never thought there would be someone who can, you know, fully understand and accept me for what I am, and willing to help in every way possible. I know. I love you too. Mm-hmm.